This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 206 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and my co-host is...
Alex Figueroa.
And we are kicking off another themed month. We have themed months where we do blocks of movies, right? So, of course, we're doing the Dirty Harry movies as far as our series episodes. And for our theme month this month, we're doing round two of women-led action films. So we did this last year, had a lot of fun. We're doing it again this year, and we're kicking it off with an unexpected name, I would think. I don't think she's even been in any of the movies we've done. Some Bridget Fonda, okay, daughter of Peter, niece of Jane, Bridget Fonda. We're doing a little Point of No Return from 1993. Alex, tell me, when is the last time that you saw Point of No Return?
I seen this when I was a teenager. I always remember the trailer when she goes right through the basket in the restaurant. I always remember that for some reason, because the guy shoots the missile and I'm like, oh, that is cool. And she slides down. That's all I remember.
Yeah.
But in terms of watching this movie, it's been ages. I mean, this was a brand new watch, sitting down watching this movie for me. So this is going to be a really good discussion. Because, man, this is totally different from what I remember.
You know, I'm going to agree with you. I don't think I've seen this since I was a kid. Like, this came out when I was 6, and I want to say I saw it, like, on TV at my grandma's house when I was, like, 10 or 11. And I remember thinking, this movie's awesome. So I'm in the same boat. This was like watching a brand new movie for me.
Yeah.
Some good ways. Some not so great. So we're going to talk about all of that stuff. Before we do, let's give you a little bit of the old Rotten Tomatoes scores. This one is, it's pretty even. This has a 52% with critics. So it's not fresh, but it's just over the halfway mark. And it has a 50% with audience. So it's almost the same score. I mean, if you're within 2%, it's pretty much the same.
Yeah, I mean, it's not bad. It's not bad. It's halfway. Right? Halfway. If you really think about it, it's half.
If 1,000 people watched this, 500 of them liked it. And 500.
Yeah, pretty much.
So to me, I know Rotten Tomatoes counts 60% and higher. To me, if you're over half, that ain't that bad. Nah, it ain't great, but it ain't that bad. All right. Doesn't matter. We're going to get into this movie now. This is, of course, a remake. So this is an American remake of a Luc Besson film called La Femme Nikita. This story has been done. There was a show called La Femme Nikita. I don't remember if you remember in the 90s with, was it Peta Wilson? She was in it. And then they made the remake version called Nikita with Maggie Q, our girl Maggie Q.
Oh, that was a good one.
Yeah, CW. So this is like the fourth different, well, this came before those, but there's been like four different versions of this storyline. So Alex, please take it away with our lead character. Her name is Maggie, and she is played by one Bridget Fonda.
All right, so Maggie. Very, like, she's, like, so monotone, if you know what I mean. Like, her acting was just, like Clint Eastwood. It was, like, stone cold. Like, she didn't have much. Actually, she had no charisma at all. She was very serious, like, for the whole time. She didn't talk much, which was kind of weird, right? Like, she didn't. Her character didn't talk as much. So, in terms of the character, she's very mysterious. Because in the beginning of the movie, they're robbing a store and she's shooting up the whole place. And then they trial her for, I mean, I don't want to get to storyline, but they basically kill her. They fake the death. And then she joins this government agency and then she's back to life. They give her a second chance. So for me, like, how does she do as that? Like, is this character memorable in terms of a female badass? And that's why, like, every time we do female stuff, like, characters, I always call it female badass. Like, how badass are this character? And like, I remember doing the Peppermint, which you can check out on the YouTube channel when we did. I always do the females with badass because you got to see, is this character, like, does she fall under the Sarah Connor of badass in the movie? Does it fall under the Peppermint of badass? Does she? No, I don't think she's that kind of a badass character. I think she's good. I think she's a very good spy. And I think it's the story. I don't think the story was very heavy on that for that character of the action element. I think it was more of the emotional driven of the character more. Because I felt like this was more like Black Widow. If you really agree with, I don't know if you agree with me or not, but it felt very Black Widow. when I was watching this movie, I was like, oh my God. Like, they really, like, she's getting taught. They taught her how to eat food.
Maybe Black Widow stole from.
Maybe Marvel Nikita. Did. Maybe they did. Maybe they did, to be really honest with you. Mind blown. Maybe they did. But look, honestly, I kind of like, I gave her a 4. She's a great character. I think if we would have got a point of no return part 2, I would have been like, you know what? They could have ironed it out, gave me more action. I would have been, this is a badass character. But for this first movie, the foundation, she was great. I thought the character was good. She fell in love. She didn't want to tell the boyfriend that she's a spy. So she's trying to live this double life, but she can't handle it. Cause my man, the devil from six, the end of days that sucks the titty, like he was there.
Gabriel Byrne.
Yeah, Gabriel Byrne. Yeah. He's there. And he's like, oh, you can't live this life because I need you to do something. And she's just trying to live both. And it didn't work. I mean, it didn't work for her. But anyway, with that said, I gave her a 4. I thought she was great. The character is great. Bridget Fonda, well, she was really good though. But yeah.
You know what? I think I agree with pretty much everything you said. I think the character is good. It's a good character. There's a reason this story's been told 4 times, because it's a good premise. A criminal, she's a druggie, she's like shoots a cop, like blows him away in a drugstore in the beginning. Yeah. Which, by the way, I'll save it for later. But I'll save it for storyline. Yeah, she's a druggie, and then they, you know, they put her on death row, but they don't really kill her. They force her to become a secret agent spy. And at first, of course, you could tell where it's going. It's a little predictable with her character arc. You know, she doesn't want to do it. She's a rebel. She's like, no, but they see something in her. She's super good at shooting, right? She's super good at fighting. Like but she's like, doesn't want to do it. Then they, you know, they're like, you finish your training, go live your life, and we'll call you when we need you. And then she falls in love. I think I like the overall arc. Can you tell where it's going? Yeah, pretty much. But does that make it bad? No. I like the journey. I like the criminal turned spy turned soft because she's very hardened. And then she gets soft when she falls in love with the guy. Turned, I don't want to do this anymore, but then I have to defend myself. I like it. I think it's a good character. So I also gave her a 4. Bridget Fonda. Her performance is fine. She's an actress I like. I really love her in Lake Placid, the movie Lake Placid with the giant alligator in it or crocodile, whatever it is. I love her in that movie. I thought she was also pretty good in Jackie Brown, but she's not like an actress that is like in a bunch of movies that I love, but she's okay in this. She's all dirty and gross at the beginning, and then they make her pretty. You know, she's pretty. And I think she was, you know, she handled the action scenes that she's in well enough. I do agree with you. She's not like an ultimate killing machine. She has troubles, but I like that. You know what it reminded me of? The TV show Alias, where it's like she gets by. Jennifer she's not Brown. Ultimate. But she escapes always and she gets away. So I liked her. I gave her a 4. Okay, now main villain. This was a hard one because this movie is not that kind of movie where it's like her versus somebody else. So we decided to go with Miguel Ferrer, your boy from RoboCop. And he played a guy named Kaufman. He's like the head of this agency. As far as, a villain goes, he pretty much by the end of the movie puts out like a hit for her to get killed. And that's the best we can grasp too. So you go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be where the lowest point is going to happen. I gave him a 1.
Yeah.
And not to be a douche or anything, the character's literally on screen for more than 10 minutes. Like, not even more than that. Could be even 5.
Maybe 5.
It could be a 5-minute cameo from this dude, because in the beginning of the movie, he basically tells the guy, if she doesn't follow the rules or anything, just shoot her in the head. And he was like, well, I'll put her straight. All of a sudden, at the end of the movie, he comes back on screen and he's like, well, I did tell this guy to go do the cleaner, but he's going to do the hit on her too. So I was like, okay, cool. He put a hit on her, but she never got to fight him. There was no morals on. First of all, like, why does the guy want to kill her? Like, there was nothing on that whole situation. Like, why did he want to kill this chick for no reason?
They still got what they needed. I don't understand why he had to try to kill her.
That made no sense. Absolutely no sense for me. And then other than that, like, why have this was one of the most wasted characters, written characters I think I've seen in the movie in a long time. That we actually we did two 206 episodes, this had to be one of the worst characters written in a movie. Like, they just had him there. I mean, if it was the dude, Bob, who plays Gabriel Burns,
yeah.
If it was him, I would have said, okay, makes sense. He's the one that brought her into the agency.
If he would have turned on her, that would have been really good. Yeah.
Yeah, it would have been better because then they would have fought each other. And I was like, you know what? That's actually pretty cool. It was a character that really, I didn't even care for her. Like, I was like, who? I mean, I care for you in RoboCop, bro. Like, I don't care for you in this movie. So it didn't work for me. I gave him a one. His character stunk. And that's all I could grasp from the movie.
You know, you're onto something here, because if I watched the whole movie, because I didn't remember much. But I watched the whole movie thinking Gabriel Byrne was going to turn on her. I'm like, this the villain. Like, I'm watching it with him in mind. And I like Gabriel Byrne. I was like, he's really good in this movie. He's like playing the, at first, it's almost like a father role. But then he kind of like is like hits on her a little bit. Yeah. But then he's like her uncle when she comes to visit. And then by the end, he's like a father again. Right. So, but I thought he was going to turn on her. And if he did, I would have been like, oh, that's good. Then I thought maybe it's going to be Harvey Keitel, because I saw his name in the credits and I didn't see him. They sent in the cleaner. They pretty much work together for the whole time. And then at the very end, he tries to kill her and she kills him. So I was like, well, that's not really a main villain. It got to be this guy. And you're right. Not only is he on screen for maybe 5 minutes, half of it, he's on a little screen. He's like on a little, telephone screen. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, he's not even in the scene physically. I gave him a one. It's not a good villain. It's super, super, super generic, high up, CIA guy that says, we got to kill the asset. It's that whole thing. We got to get rid of the, you know what it reminded me of? All those guys in all the Bourne movies. We're like, we got to kill Bourne. You know what I mean?
Except office guys.
Yeah. Except worse, because at least those guys are on screen a lot. So I gave him a one. Let's move on. Okay. Action.
So the action, I gave it a four. It was a great action. I don't think it's a perfect, because to be honest, there's not much action in this movie. I mean, besides the restaurant, the ending, the little stuff in the beginning, the little fluff, and then her training. But even her training wasn't even as good. It was just a little bit here and there. It's a montage or whatever the hell it was. Honestly, that's pretty much it. Now, where the action, the question here is, not the fact that it's the quantity. Is it, how is it in terms of the quality? The quality of the action was actually really good. The scene, to me, the best scene is the restaurant scene. When she's going through the whole restaurant, when they give her the assignment and they pretty much locked her in there. She has to figure out how to get out. That's the whole part. That's the best part of the movie. Her trying to do the assassination through the window was freaking stupid. Because that annoying boyfriend, I was like, that was going to shoot him. Yeah. That was so annoying and waste of freaking film. I was like, this is stupid.
I want to marry you. Did you hear me? Yeah. I'm not going to do it. What are you doing in there? Man.
Shut up. You don't understand. I was watching that scene and I was like, what the F? He was just like, come on. And she's over here sweating because she's trying to shoot this dude.
Yeah.
Or the chick. She was trying to kill. And then the ending, which, you know, she had to go through.
She blew up that hotel room. Without knowing that she, but you see it in a reflection of a car.
Yeah, you saw it. I was just like, whoopity doo. But to be honest with you, it was great. And I think I'm giving most of my points for that assignment restaurant scene, because that was the scene. And then she jumps right into the duck. And I was like,
this is what I remember.
This is it. This is it. As a kid, I remember the duck scene. This is where the 4 points go in. Yeah. Other than that, to be honest with you, it was more of a story driven movie. More than an action-based film. So with that said, I gave it a 4 for action.
Yeah. I was a little lower than you. I agree with everything you said, though. I gave it a 3. I think it's fine. It's very 90s. And this movie's very 90s in a lot of ways. And I love 90s films. So I have a certain appreciation for these kind of movies, even when they're not, like, amazing. You know, I still appreciate a lot of the 90s style execution of action. So I love the restaurant scene too. I think it's a lot of fun. He's like, you know, you got to just go. She just walks up there to the stairs and just starts shooting people. It just pops off. And then I do like the end in the house when she's getting the hard drive and all that kind of stuff. And with Harvey Keitel is there with the car. And I like when he runs over that guy and just like knocks him over the ledge with the car and then just parks right back where he was. Like he didn't even do anything. I wish he got more screen time as the cleaner.
Yeah, he was good.
Yeah, he shows up with these big suitcases. I'm like, oh, shoot. And then he does a little bit. Other than that, you're right. There's not a lot of action. I think that's where my hesitance is with giving it too much higher. I think it's executed pretty well in the 90s style. You get some shooting, you get an explosion. Don't get a ton of like hand-to-hand fight. Like there's a very minimal. But yeah, I gave it a 3. It's solid. I don't think there's anything terrible or exceptional about it. So a 3 for me. Okay, storyline.
So storyline. I gave it a good because I think the storyline is very strong. And I think if it was written better, it would have been an excellent film. But I think you're right. I think the fact that this movie came out in the 90s kind of hurt it a bit. But this movie reminded me, and I know you're going to start laughing. They remind me of Assassins.
Oh, no.
It had the Assassins feel. I don't know if you understand what I'm talking about. But it had the Assassin's feel to this movie.
Eliminate that movie from my mind.
I know it's trying to eliminate it. I know you're trying to eliminate it, but yeah. It felt to me a little bit of Assassins.
Sure.
If you really think about it, Bob was the Stallone character. Then he came and he found, Bridget Fonda's Maggie, which is the Antonio Banderas, which now they have to come up and find this drive. Like, it just felt so Assassins. And I was just like, oh, my God. Because Assassins dragged. For an action movie, that shit dragged for a long time. And this movie felt, the storyline-wise, there's a lot of parts that dragged. A lot of parts that drag when she finally moves in with the guy, when the guy is at the supermarket and she's buying everything that another lady is buying. She's buying all the cans, all the bread,
raviolis.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, like even the guy was being a douche to her for some reason. He was just like, oh, so I guess this is like another bum.
When she's working with the black girl and they're trying to like,
oh, is this your uncle too?
Yeah. I was like, why is he mad?
I don't get it. Yeah, he's like, oh, "What's it? You supposed to be Bob? Are you Bob too?" And I was just like, "What is wrong with this character?" Like to me, there's a lot. Like the movie was good at certain parts. I just felt like there was other parts of the film that could have been ironed out or even rewritten. Like that character was garbage. Like it was just annoying. Garbage boyfriend. Yeah. But then what didn't help was the fact that Maggie, which Bridget Fonda, was just so cold and not charismatic. It was just like two negatives at each other. Like it was just, I don't know. I didn't feel much charisma with Bridget Fonda in the role. So I was just like, it was kind of hard with her and this love interest. So it was just, I didn't think they had good chemistry anyway on screen. But I gave it a 3. I thought it was a good storyline, but I think it could have been a way better.
Yeah.
If executed right.
All right. So we're going to flip flop here a little bit. You gave the action a 4. I gave it 3. I give the storyline a 4. I like it. This is my cup of tea. This kind of movie is my cup of tea as far as like early 90s action goes. Now, the first film was, I think, 1990. And I think La Femme Nikita is the better version of this movie, obviously. But I think this captures the essence pretty well. I think that movie's executed better. This one's a lot more Americanized, for better or worse. You know what I mean? I agree with you. I think the love story, I don't mind it. It needs to be there for the character development. But Dermot Mulroney, he plays the boyfriend, and he's like a solid actor. I've liked him in a lot of stuff. But in this role, he's kind of whiny. I agree with you. I don't get it. I'm like, the part in the bathroom drives me nuts. Come on. I asked you if you want to marry me. What are you, come on. Like, I hate when characters do that crap. And then I agree with you. Like she's working. He's mad because she basically said she had no friends. And now all of a sudden all these people are showing up at their house. But really all these people is only two people. So like relax guy, like, you know, whatever. So I didn't love him. But I like everything else. I like the Gabriel Byrne character a lot. I like that dynamic that you don't really know if he's going to sell her out or if he's going to help her. I like the end where she's going away and he decides to let her, you know, let her leave and all that. I like the story overall. I thought it was solid. And again, same as I said before, you know, there's a reason why this thing keeps getting remade. I just think it's a really good premise for a film. So I liked it. I gave it a 4. You gave it a 3. Okay, overall.
It's a solid 3. It's a solid movie. It's a good spy movie. I guess you want to call it a spy. It's a spy genre. Yeah, so yeah. It's spy. Yeah, so it's a good spy movie. Is the character badass? Yeah, it's not much badass sceneries, but she was good there. I like the movie, yeah. To be honest with you. I will pick it up like on Blu-ray. I think I found it for like $8.
$5. Oh,
yeah. I brought it digital for $5. I got it digital.
I think I paid $3.99 for it on Amazon. Like the disc.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think you can find it on a cheap, yep. But it's really good. I'm saying it's not horrible, to be honest with you. I mean, it's a 90s movie. Some of them are going to be good. Some of them are going to be so straight.
Right.
Crap, but it's lovable crap because you remember living through that a decade watching these. Now, yeah. This, like I said, movie's really good, but other than that, there's some slow parts here and there, and you could get away with the annoying boyfriend, then you're good to go. It's a solid film throughout. So, yep, 3.
Yeah, so for me, pros. I think this movie has a really good cast. I think Bridget Fonda's okay, but again, I like Dermot Mulroney. Not in this so much, but I do like him. I like Gabriel Byrne. I like Harvey Keitel. You know, Harvey Keitel pops up in this. You also have Anne Bancroft, who of course was from The Graduate with Dustin Hoffman, as the lady who like makes her into a lady type of thing. So like you have some really good actors in this movie, which is good. Also, Hans Zimmer did the music. And I know everyone knows Hans Zimmer now. Like, you know, his superhero movies, Man of Steel, and, you know, like all these other modern. But his 90s scores are always some of my, like this, True Romance. I won't say this is on the same level as True Romance, but they have that same feel of like early 90s Hans Zimmer. And I like his score. So like, I like the music. I like the cast. I like the story. The action's okay. The villain's not great. I gave it a 3.5. You know, my brain was like, this is like a 7 out of 10 for me. I enjoy the film. That's why I bought it. I remember liking it as a kid. And then I wouldn't say I like it as much now. There's flaws. I agree with you 100%. But I think it's a good, solid, early 90s action movie with a female lead. You know what I mean? It's different. It's a little different than your normal male-led action movie from the time where everyone is super-duper macho and, like, the women are just there for, you know, it's good to have the reverse. And so I think it's an entertaining movie. If you've never seen it and you'd like 90s action movies, I will say that. Slight caveat. If you're not a fan of 90s cinema, I wouldn't necessarily recommend this. But if you do like 90s movies, I think it's well worth your time. So 3.5 for me, 3 for you. What's your total?
My total point is a 15 out of a 25.
We're very close. I have a 15.5. So 15.5 out of 25, 15 for you. Again, like a solid movie. If the villain was better, our scores would have been higher. But that
it would have been in the 20s
yeah,
or 19.
It really brings it down. Yeah. All right. Here's what we got coming up, my friend. Next week, we are going to be moving on with Dirty Harry and Sudden Impact. And if you remember at the start of this franchise, I was excited and I'm getting less excited with every movie that we watch because I'm like, I don't know what they're going to bring to the table, but I feel like nothing. So we're going to be doing some Sudden Impact. I've never seen it. And then we're going to be doing Tomb Raider. Now, this is the newer version. We will be doing the Angelina Jolie movies next year, but the newer one with Alicia Vikander. So the remake, I guess, reboot. We're going to be doing that version of Tomb Raider. So that will be next week as well.
Ooh, I can't wait for it. You know, I saw that once in the theater.
I saw it once. Yeah, same. I only saw it at the theater. I haven't seen it since then.
Yeah, so I mean, I own it.
I don't know.
I purchased it. And I remember I brought the vinyl for it because I did remember I liked the movie score. I think the movie score was really cool. But other than that, guys, if you want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, head over to youtube.com/geeksandflicks for the video version of the podcast, or head over to our official website at www.geeksandflicks.com. Join the Patreon. See the behind the scenes of your favorite podcast being filmed. There's merchandise. There's t-shirts, action movie guys, geeks and flicks. All the money goes right back into the show. And of course, to you, the audience, with our prizes and giveaway on our live YouTube channels on Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern. Other than that, he is your host,
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.